Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about the Western National 4-H Roundup. Hello, I'm Amy Taylor Myers, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Dean Josan, Mississippi State University Extension 4-H Livestock Specialist. Dean, the Western National Roundup is right around the corner again. When does this Western National 4-H Roundup occur, and what's it all about?
Well, Amy, the Western National Roundup will take place in Denver, Colorado from January the 5th to January the 8th. The Roundup will provide youth with an opportunity to compete in national contests versus other 4-H youth from all across the country. And while they're there, they'll also be encouraged to do some teamwork, build self-confidence, and then focus on the main 4-H mission mandates.
And Mississippi will have youth compete at the Western National Roundup. How are they selected, and which individuals or teams compete there?
So during the 2016 calendar year, there were a variety of contests held, some at 4-H Congress back in May to early June, and some of these teams were selected at our state 4-H horse show, and then a couple were selected at other times. So the teams that will actually be competing in Denver will be a meats judging team, livestock judging, horse quiz bowl, hippology, and then we have some horse communication contests, a horse public speaking, a horse individual demonstration, and a horse team demonstration. In addition to those contests, which I oversee, we'll also be taking a 4-H'er to compete in a prepared public speaking contest, as well as a consumer decisions-making judging team.
And what other opportunities do youth have to interact with other competitors while at Roundup?
There'll be hundreds and hundreds of fellow 4-H'ers from across the country, so they'll be able to establish a lot of new friendships. They'll be able to participate in a lot of interactive educational programs, not only in their contests, but throughout some other workshops and activities that take place through the Roundup. So this will help them develop their personal growth, their leadership, and their citizenship skills, and it's just a really awesome place to go to.
So while our Mississippi 4-H'ers are in Denver, do they have an opportunity to do some fun stuff?
They absolutely do. Mississippi doesn't usually have a lot of snow, so one day they'll be able to go on a snowmobile trip, and they'll be able to actually go out into the mountains and see some snow and have some fun doing that. And then during some of their downtimes, they'll be able to go out to the stock show to look at some of the livestock that are there and some of the vendors. And then during the conference itself, they'll have some activities to meet people from other states through activities such as pin swaps, various socials and dances and mixers.
And it sounds like this trip is a lot of fun for youth. I can imagine it must be costly. Tell me about our sponsors you have for youth competing in Denver.
Well, no doubt this trip, it can be fairly expensive. So it does take a lot of individuals and groups to help sponsor a portion of these trips. So we have sponsors from the Mississippi Pork Producers Association, the Mississippi Beef Council, the Sella Junior Champions, the Mississippi Paint Horse Club, the Mississippi Agricultural Commissioner Cindy Hyde Smith. Mississippi 4-H Horse Club also sponsors some of the teams, and they also receive some money from the 4-H Foundation. In addition to the sponsorship money, a lot of the teams have to do some local fundraising back in their local communities and counties, and really depend on a lot of some of their advisory boards to get enough funding to make this trip possible.
And how would current Mississippi 4-H'ers learn more about how they could qualify as an individual or team member to compete at these contests?
All of our contests are outlined in the Mississippi 4-H Handbook, and that can be found on the Mississippi 4-H website. So that would be the perfect place to go to learn about the contest, resource materials to prepare for them for the upcoming year, to hopefully be able to field a competitive team.
Okay, and that website is extension.msstate.edu, and follow the links from 4-H and into projects, right?
That's correct.
Today we've been speaking with Dean Josan, Mississippi State University Extension 4-H Livestock Specialist. I'm Amy Taylor Myers, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.